Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
And I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston.
Okay.
Our dogs are not professional background actors.
No.
But I think based off today's Zoom, they could be.
They're doing really good today.
They are
both perfectly
awards.
In the corners of our screens.
Mm-hmm.
As if... Like, it's like they both found the spots where it's like, okay, I want to make sure that I'm visible for the show.
Yeah.
But
casually.
Yeah, I don't want to be too in there. I don't want to have to talk.
Right. Not a distraction. Mm-hmm. Not a distraction. But I do want it to be a talking point for the intro.
Yes.
I want to ensure that I've placed myself in such a way that it will get brought up in the intro.
Yes. And they nailed it.
Cricket being adorable, looking your way. Mm-hmm. Wait, is that Cricket or Crumb there?
That's Cricket. And Crumb is next to him there.
That's real cute.
They've
listeners,
made a pile.
Boring for you because you can't see it, but you just have to trust us.
Trust us,
very cute in this Zoom.
Our dogs, okay, this is, here's huge news for this podcast. Yeah. Our dogs are cute.
And worthy of having a boring intro.
Yes.
If that's what it takes, is that the consequence? We're happy to do it.
Yeah.
We're happy to have it.
I'm sorry, but also it has to happen.
You just got to have it. You just got to have it. But I respect both of them. Tugboat has placed himself on the couch so that he can't see his face, but just his butt.
Yes.
And that's good enough.
It's
that's
a different technique, and I respect it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Alexis, we have quite an adorable show for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to drivel on about what's going on in a Zoom background, but I feel like they might be more inclined to listen to something that maybe they can visualize in a more... fun, extravagant way.
Do you have something that they should be visualizing? Are you setting up something?
Sure. Well, yeah. For here's one. Mm-hmm. So, okay, listeners, earmuffs.
Oh,
I'm going to talk to Alexis.
Okay,
real quick.
Yeah.
All right,
great.
Listeners, earmuffs. Talking to Alexis. That world record one we're doing about the longest ears.
Oh yeah.
I feel like that's going to be fun to visualize. More fun than a dog in the background of a Zoom.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And
okay.
Well, here's what. Yeah. I thought you were going to bring up,
right.
But I think it's actually, I think that will be a really good potential Halloween costume for a different dog.
Oh, are you thinking Pippi Longstockings, but it's this new world record? Okay, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. We'll explain that later, but yes.
All right. Okay, listeners, earmuffs off.
Yeah.
We're back. Mm-hmm. We're back. Happy to talk to you now.
Yeah.
We both are confident that there's more things to visualize later on in the show.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into a little bit down the road?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can do that. So, okay. Obviously, we have Crit Crumb Boat updates, which I guess in a way we just did, but these are different. So
sure.
I found I found out the highest value treat to both dogs.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And Tugboat prefers a different cue. We're going to find out what that cue is.
I think I've been had.
Oh, yeah?
Think I've been had.
Okay.
I think Tugboat is just like, actually, I run the house around here. We'll see. I'll run it by you. You can tell me what you think.
Okay, great. We have a My Mutt Minute from Ginny with Shelby and Kylie. We have a couple world records to talk about, which we were, if you didn't listen to us and you didn't put earmuffs on, you heard us alluding to.
Sure.
But I won't say any more because you've heard enough, frankly. We have some Roomba news, which I'm thrilled about. Can I afford
about the title?
It's called the Roomba Poomba. It's really good. And also, can I afford a Roomba? No, but now I've got no excuses not to pretend that I can afford one. You know what
there
I mean?
There you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much for such.
And we also have some, I guess, we'd call it dog science about talking to your dog.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on in there.
Okay.
Well, Alexis, here we are in Crit Crumb Boat. You've got the highest value treat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been big timed. Which one do you want to go with?
I think that mine's going to be pretty short.
Okay.
And yours feels a little bit more emotional. So we could end...
Fair. Okay. Yeah. I'll just say. So
yeah.
So I'm trying to do a lot more treat based rewards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
on a walk.
Okay.
We just, Tugboat and I, we do not agree where and when to go.
Yes.
Ever. So, but I'm finding high value treats will get us along our way. Mm-hmm. So I do first thing where I think it's so funny when owners over enunciate the cue. So I'll be like, treat, as if he doesn't know. Is it, if you hadn't emphasized that last T.
Oh, I wouldn't have heard tree.
I wouldn't have known.
You want
I
me to go to what tree?
Thing. Yeah. So he wasn't necessarily going with that, but sort of what it would be is he'd be doing something he wasn't supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I'd say treat. He'd come over. I'd say good boy. Then I started to be like, at some point, I'd like to not carry 8 pounds of treats with me on every walk.
Yes.
So I was trying to like really emphasize good boy. So I'd say treat. He kind of wouldn't get there. So then I'd like put the treat in front of him and he'd take it and then be like, there you go, good boy. And then something happened. Somewhere along the line, it evolved that, this is what happened. He was looking at something. I said, treat. He didn't do anything. But then he stopped sniffing the thing he wasn't supposed to sniff. And I was like, there you go, good boy. And then he came running for a treat. So I put together a little bit. I think he knows good boy better than he knows treat.
I think you're onto something.
Now we walk along. Tugboat will be rolling in something he's not supposed to roll in. Mm-hmm. I have to say the words, good boy. And he's like, yeah, okay. All right, there we go. So either one of two things is happening. He wants me to tell him he's a good boy for the things he wants to be a good boy for. Mm-hmm. And or he wants to be like, oh, right, that, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be a good boy. Not
oh, right.
Not this.
Are you,
I got it.
Are you jogging his memory for what a good boy is? Or
right. He's like, oh, this is probably not
or
good boy
do you
behavior.
Think that okay. maybe he thinks that good boy is the name brand of the treats you're giving him.
That's probably
you
it.
Know?
He's like, that makes all the sense in the world.
Would you like a good boy? And he goes, of
would
course
you, a good
I would.
Boy. Would you? Yes.
I love a
Alexis,
good boy.
Alexis, I think you are onto something forevermore. CIPYD listeners, heretofore, treats are called good boys.
They are good boys.
Brand
now.
Name.
Yes.
It's a good boy. And then they wanted to have them. But I like that Tugboat somehow, unbeknownst to me, has now changed the cue to good boy. then he starts behaving.
It's really funny. Also, it does feel like a little bit he's doing a little prank where it's like, now anytime I'm rolling in a puddle, she has to call me a good boy.
Exactly. Just making me look like a fool to the neighborhood.
Have you tried, does bad boy work?
Right.
If you use the same tone, I wonder if bad boy has the same effect.
Oh, maybe. I think you're on. Yeah. But knowing him, it would be sort of like a rebel without a cause type of bad boy.
Yeah, he'd immediately put on sunglasses.
The types are right.
Yeah.
That's so true. But it's just funny how the dogs are just like, no, I'll go ahead and be the arbiter of how this is going to go.
Yeah. Nice try, but I'm in control.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So running around saying good boy to any time my dog misbehaves. Perfect.
Yeah, I love it.
Nailing it over here. What's going on with you?
Okay. So I've learned some breaking news about the highest value treat possible to both Cricket and Crumb.
Ooh.
Okay. So here's what it takes.
Here we go.
Grant has been very obsessed with trying to, kind of get a raven to be his friend. There's a lot of neighborhood ravens.
This is
and
amazing.
You know how there's always those stories of like when you befriend them, they'll bring you trinkets and stuff they find.
Yeah,
you know,
of so course, we all want absolutely. That. Winning lottery ticket on its way.
So you read somewhere that they really like deli meat.
Okay.
So
all right.
Yesterday, all of a sudden we see there's a raven on like the neighbor's roof. And Grant immediately is like, it's my chance. And runs to the fridge, grabs deli meat, and runs outside to go entice this raven. And obviously, by the time he gets out there, the raven is absolutely gone.
Of course, nowhere to be seen. Yeah.
But so
miles away.
Yes. But I bring the dogs out, and normally I bring Cricket on a leash, and Crumb can just walk next to me because we're like fenced in, but I don't, Cricket's crazy. He'll figure a way out. But I didn't this time. I was just like, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. And it was because this roast beef was, I don't think they've ever had roast beef before.
Yeah.
But B, I think there's something about being like, that was not for us. He got that roast beef for someone. That's a Raven's roast beef. And so then we were just training them with it. And like, it is the most attentive I have ever seen Cricket. Normally he's kind of like, da 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 da. And he was just like outside, but like no one else was there. It was just, him in the roast beef.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So now okay. all I have to do to train Cricket, I think, is get a treat that is for a different creature. And he will be.
I was going to say that is that I do think that first part is going to be crucial to the process.
Yeah.
I think Cricket must know that's the Raven's roast beef.
Yes.
Try it. Test it. Let's make this an experiment. Try just giving him the roast beef, but I bet you'll find it less enticing.
I think so, too. I think there's something
you're
about
like,
it.
I don't, already... Is that for me?
Yes.
Then I'm fine. Is it for the Raven? I'm interested.
I'm interested because there's something fancy about that. That's a Raven's
yeah.
roast beef.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. I also would love to get some feedback from listeners that's just like, they absolutely don't love deli meat. Ravens.
Oh, Ravens. We'll see. Look, I have a feeling they're pretty much like, yeah, you can bring me any treat, but I think
sure, whatever.
It's
yeah.
this, they can just smell it.
Yeah.
So it's easier for them to go find.
And we did promise listeners there'd be more interesting visuals
and that,
to like imagine.
Yes.
But Grant running outside with roast beef flapping in his hand yeah. is very, very funny.
To a raven that is full gone. Yeah. Also. It was nowhere to be seen by the time he got out there. So,
and honestly, it doesn't even have to be Grant. Anybody running down the street with deli meat in their hand is funny.
It's and with two tiny little chihuahuas chasing after him. Like, where are we going?
Yeah. I'm delighted by it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen. And I honestly think, and we can do a side on this. This is going to be part of the after show that we don't subject listeners to.
Sure, yeah.
Do we get out of podcasting and into brand marketing? Already,
ooh.
You've renamed dog treats to be Good Boys.
Yeah.
And lunch meat to be Ravens.
Ravens roast beef. Wow.
I mean, I guess you still got to keep the roast beef in there, but the Ravens
but
roast
perhaps,
beef, really.
You know, Good Boy is the brand, and we have, you know, Ravens roast beef is one of the flavors.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. All I'm right. going to contact the LLC right
Thank
now.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And the patent office? Who else do I call?
Patton Oswalt, I think. That was a dumb joke. I'm really sorry. Let's move on.
Delightful. Delightful. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for My Mutt Minute with Ginny, Shelby, and Kylie. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, Renee and Alexis. My name is Ginny, and this is My Mutt Minute about my parents' dogs, Shelby and Kylie, starting now. Shelby and Kylie are both white labs. Shelby has one crooked ear, a chonky body, and extremely expressive eyes. Kylie has huge ears, a skinny little body, and a long snoot. Shelby was owned by a neighbor who bred labs for a living. My mom became friends with her and helped her out whenever the litters were born. When it was time for Shelby to retire, my parents adopted her and welcomed her into our home. A few years later, they decided they wanted a second dog, and the breeder friend gifted my parents Kylie. Shelby was obsessed with playing ball. When you threw it for her, she would run and go get it and then bring it back to you and throw the ball back at you with her mouth. She would also immediately roll over onto her back for pets when she met you and was perfectly content with holding your hand instead. Kylie is a little spitfire who can run and run and run all day and never get tired. If you throw a ball into water, she'll jump in with no hesitation and go on a little swim before coming back to you. Shelby passed away a few weeks ago, and we all miss her terribly. And time.
Okay, Jenny, first, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. But you know what? I love your style. I'm going to follow your lead. Mm-hmm. We're going to celebrate the life that we had. Mm-hmm. We love it. We love it. We love it. First off, Ginny, I love your technique that the intro isn't included in the minute.
No.
I'm going to say who I am. I'm going to say what my dogs are. I'm going to introduce everybody. Now time. That doesn't go in on that. I also love, a chonky description.
Mm-hmm, me
chonky.
Too.
Chonky. Let's bring it back.
I love it. As a chonky dog owner, I really love it.
It's my absolute favorite. This concept of just like, oh no, you don't have to be the only one throwing. I can throw it back to you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I want more dogs to take heed.
Now,
I'm just like, mm-hmm.
These are retrievers, but does that also make them, what, throwers? What,
tossers? Yeah, I think
Very
so.
Very cool. New breed.
I mean, think absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no notes for this. It was perfect. Perfect in every way. Alexis, if we had somebody who was on the fence about sending in a My Mutt Minute, and they were like, I can't get it under a minute if I have to include the intro.
Yeah.
Can you let them off the hook?
I can let them off the hook. Yeah. I mean, they can absolutely get off the fence, first of all. It's scary up there. It's not stable. You should get off the fence, grab your phone, grab your computer, whatever recording device you have, and then record your Mind Map Minute on it. And then, it can be a little over a minute. Like, we'll still play it. And then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. And then exactly this scenario will happen, but it'll be your Mind Map Minute instead of Ginny's.
Right. This is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Annabelle Gurrich.
And I'm Laura House.
And we're the hosts of Tiny Victories.
My tiny victory is that I sewed that button back on the day after it broke.
We talk about that little thing that you did that's a big deal to you, but nobody else cares.
Did you get that Guggenheim Genius Award?
We don't want to hear from you. We want little bitty tiny victories.
My tiny victory is a tattoo that I added on to this past weekend.
Let's talk about it.
My victory is that I'm 1 year cancer free, but my tiny victory is that I took all of the cushions off the couch, pounded them out, put them back, and it looks so great.
So if you're like us and you want to celebrate the tiny achievements of ordinary people, listen to Tiny Victories.
It's on every Monday on Maximum Fun.
Congratulations, you've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely,
so.
You cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave!
You know, Renee, we talk about the weather often.
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
But what I don't care about is it doesn't need to...
Alexis, can I jump in here?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think maybe mm-hmm. what you're saying is that a lot of things we do are dependent on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So many things. Mm-hmm. You know what one isn't?
There
Does
it is.
That help? Is that where you want to go?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I was trying to say, I care about the weather, but what doesn't matter is when I have a frozen treat.
Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a perfect setup. It was perfect.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Tell me about these favorite frozen treats of yours.
Okay. So yes, it's just a little—it's a little company. Maybe you heard of them, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, maybe a little best company you've ever heard of.
Yeah, just a little incredibly delicious company. And the other thing that is really important about why are we talking about this?
Sure.
Because they have frozen treats for dogs.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they sure do.
They have two exciting flavors. You've got Ponch's Mix, and you've got Rosie's Batch.
Yeah,
they're delicious, dog approved, dog tested, dog loved.
Dog fought for. I will explain. You say good boys don't work Mm-mm. in the face of Ben and Jerry's frozen treats.
True.
Listeners who listen to the beginning of the show will know that I'm carrying treats around with me everywhere. Those treats pale in comparison, and I still get pulled into the grocery store anytime we pass.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Ponch's Mix in there, and we're not leaving without it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also nice because before it'd be like, I do want to go get ice cream, but I feel bad because, you know, if my dog's with me, I can't give them any.
Right.
Fear not. Everyone gets a treat now.
Everybody gets one. So, Alexis, clearly we're all on board.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best company. It's the best treats. Mm-hmm. Now, where do we go to get such a thing?
If you're in, let's do it. You can check out both Ben and Jerry's doggy flavors at benjerry.com. That's benjerry.com. And you can check out all the Ben & Jerry's options at benjerry.com. That's benjerry.com.
Alexis, I would like to pose a question.
Okay, yeah.
Before this week,
mm-hmm.
what was the cutest thing you have ever received in the mail?
Oh, great question. Probably like a card from my mother.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Valentine.
Yeah, exactly.
Little, yeah. I got some fuzzy socks once. Adorable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very cute. Mm-hmm. nothing mm-hmm. compared to the cute thing we got in the mail this week.
It's true.
Alexis, I can barely put a sentence together. I am so overwhelmed with how adorable
so
this
cute.
Is. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what happened to us?
Yes. We received some tags from Charlie's Paws. They are these, they're called pet ID tags, and they are not just for identification purposes anymore. They're like stylish accessories, and they mm-hmm. have, they look, okay, I'm beating around the bush. I don't mean to. They look like little photos of our dogs, but they're like 3D. There's multiple layers. Yeah.
You can customize it to look exactly like your dogs. And you remember how much you loved charm bracelets as a kid?
Yes.
Like the little plastic dingy
yes.
thing, but you loved it. It was like, oh, and maybe, you know, I'll get like this weird dancer, which will sort of let people know that I like dancing.
Yes.
Or I'll get this, you know, weird hula hoop that lets people know I know what a hula hoop is.
I sure do.
This is a picture of your dog on your
yes.
dog.
Yes. And
lost my mind.
Okay. So when we first got this, I was like, I wonder if like Cricket and Crown, they're just going to send the same dog. Like there's actually like five different ones that they send.
Right.
That's not the case. They are
no.
genuinely, they have like, they gave Cricket's like little like golden flecks because he's more yeah. orange, and Crumbs has like all this gray in the fur and thing. They did such a good job.
Yeah, same with Tugboat.
Yeah.
Those ears couldn't be fluffier.
Oh.
It is. So what it looks like, so on the one side, it's a 3D like tag of your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other side, in very clear font, it is your name, mm-hmm. your phone number, mm-hmm. the dog's name.
Yes.
So it's a perfectly functional tag.
Yes.
It just happens to be the most adorable thing you've
so
ever seen.
Cute. And if you're not sold enough because you're like, my dog's goofy looking, I don't want that. they also sent, they make seasonal ones for holidays and
yeah.
things. So they sent over some Halloween ones and some Christmas ones that my dogs are wearing the Halloween ones already.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
We got a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. We got a snowman. I love it. But those tags also have the information
yes.
on the back.
Yes.
I don't know why I was blown away by that part, but I'm like, oh, I also want this.
Yeah, these
this
tags are so
amazing.
Tags. And also I was worried, you know, because my dogs are small. I was like, oh, are they heavy? They are so light. Totally functional.
I don't even know what they're made. It's not plastic because it doesn't strike you as breakable.
That's
but
true.
It's,
I mean, it's,
I don't know. It's just, it's
strong.
It's great.
Yeah.
And again, guys, I know this whole episode is based off, you have to visualize, but this one I don't want you to visualize. I want you to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
Alexis, where do they go to do such a thing?
All right. So their website is charliespaws.com, and they just launched on Kickstarter. So you can find them there by going to charliespaws.com. That's charliespaws.com.
You're going to lose your mind, guys. They're so cute.
They're so cute.
All right, Alexis, it's time for my favorite segment and yours.
Oh.
World records.
Yes, the segment
dog
we've had
version.
So many times. This definitely isn't, I think, the first time.
Certainly not. No, certainly not. It's a favorite. It's a begged for segment,
oh,
frankly.
Yes. Oh.
Every day, emails from listeners. Where are those world records, girls?
Girls.
We got you.
Yeah.
We gotcha. Okay, there's two of them.
Yes.
Two that I found.
Yes.
This one,
mm-hmm.
I love so much. There is, you guys, it's a coonhound in Oregon
yeah.
who has achieved the world record
yeah.
for longest ears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this is, mm-hmm. okay, so if you can't picture a coonhound offhand, it kind of looks like the markings of like a Doberman Pinscher, but with
yeah.
long basset hound ears.
Yeah, yeah.
And the photo that they have is just the ears full. There, someone's holding them on either side.
Yeah.
And these ears were measured at 12.38 inches long.
Come on.
That's
each one.
Each one.
Not together, not wingspan.
No, no.
Each ear is over a foot long. His name is Lou.
Yeah. And
of course it is.
Yes. And I'm telling you,
yeah.
also very weird, this dog's name is Lou and his owner's name is Paige, which my friend's name is Paige, and her dog is named Lou. And I think
wow.
that's weird and not related, but I do
weird.
Think it's weird.
No, it's interesting. Not as interesting as these ears,
not
but
as
it's interesting.
Interesting. And I do think, this is what I was whispering about earlier, is if
yeah.
you are looking for a dog costume, I really
yeah.
think just putting a big pair of ears on your dog and saying they're Lou with the world's largest dog.
Now, I love that so much. What I was thinking you were going for is Lou's costume. Lou will be Pippi Longstocking this year.
Well, that... I mean, Lou's got a ton of options, right?
Lou's
like
fine.
Dumbo.
Lou's fine. He could also go as an airplane.
An airplane.
There's a lot of things Lou could go as.
Lou's set for
ears.
Life, really.
Yeah. Yeah. He could just go as a Guinness Book World Record holder,
that's
frankly.
True. I mean, that wouldn't be a costume. That'd be a truth.
Exactly. Mm. It'd be a badge. Do yourself a favor. Google this.
Yes.
Please Google this. You guys are going to want to see this dog.
It's really cute.
Adorable. But that's not the only world record that came up, Alexis.
No. No, it's not.
There's another one. There is another one. Was Renee Googling world records for dogs? No. This just happened to happen this week.
No. Macho. Yeah.
Macho. A little... Jack Russell Terrier, right?
Yeah.
Is what we're working with here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He, and I don't know how this started or who he beat to do such a thing, but is the fastest base runner, meaning in a baseball field, the fastest dog to run the bases to get a home run.
Mm-hmm. And that was 21 seconds, I believe.
Yeah.
It's really
and
fast
it is.
Also.
It's, to watch it, you're just like, am I watching a major league game? What is happening? But no, turns out it's a dog.
It's just you're going to think, oh, is that a baseball player the whole time? You're going to be like, is that, Renee, name a baseball player. I don't know any. So.
Oh, sure. Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah. Is that Daryl over there or nope. That's a dog?
Yeah. Turns out that's how you know. Yeah. Also, were you, and Alexis, I need you to be honest with me here. Mm-hmm. No more fibbing.
Okay.
Were you more impressed with the speed or the fact that the dog stayed the course?
Actually, the course, because you see Macho being like over here and then kind of getting a little redirect, being like, no, keep doing the base thing.
Yep, there we go. Back to the bases. Because I think Tugboat can go, head for head with anybody to get to first base.
Absolutely.
Second base one's going to be tricky.
Oh, the turn?
That's where we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
How do we redirect? Delightful. Listeners, if you're at your computer, you're listening, take a pause from your work. Mm-hmm. Google both of these. It'll be worth it.
It really will. Renee, the time has come.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Roombas are Pumbas, as I like, but you called it that a lot, actually. I'm going to call them Pumbas from now on.
I would like you to not brush over this. I am retiring after this episode based off the title name. It does work better as a visual. If you look at Roomba, there's two O's.
Yes.
And if you look at Pumba.
Pumba. Yep.
There's two O's. And it gives a little indication of what this segment's going to be about.
It does, because guess what? The new model of Roomba can identify poop so that it doesn't roll it over your house and make the grossest mess you can possibly imagine.
Truly delightful. Now, as a big dog owner, I was just like, God, was that a problem? But as somebody who used to dog sit for small dogs with wee-wee pads, mm-hmm. I bet it is.
Oh, yeah. It was a big problem. Yeah.
Okay. What have they done, Alexis? How'd they accomplish such a thing?
Well, the first thing that they've done that I love is they have started a program called the Pet Owner Official Promise, which is P-O-O-P, which guarantees a Roomba replacement if it still manages to smear poop around your home. I'm sorry for that.
Sure.
They wrote that. I didn't write it that way, but that's how they wrote it. But basically they have, it has a camera now and they taught it to recognize poop. And also I think, cords as well. So it doesn't mess up any of your electronics.
Not too bad. And in the article, didn't it say that they tried to do like a sensory thing?
Yes.
Like if they could smell it. But that didn't quite work. I was just like, God, so did they just have to deal with a bunch of poop? But they made little Play-Dohs.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They made little Play-Dohs. And I guess also to kind of let the computer learn what poop looked like, they had to have all the employees, if they had dogs, send poop pictures from various angles so that it could identify. And I think that's a very funny, like, you got to get to work and then you go and you're taking a bunch of photos of your dog's poop for work.
Delightful. Or to be the recipient, the person who's receiving all these emails.
Man.
That's got to be a tough road to hoe.
What a funny data entry position that you have. honestly, very, very cool that they did this because I do think like pet owners are the exact people that want a Roomba. And also the worst thing I can imagine is.
Yeah. It wasn't on my radar that was a problem, but now that it is. Also, we were both joking before this. I was just like, not that either one of us can afford a Roomba.
Oh, no.
If we could, we'd love it now.
I'm ready. If hello, Roomba. We're ready.
Yeah. If you'd like to sponsor the Roomba Poomba.
We're ready.
We gotcha.
So many brands we have this episode. I can't wait. Renee.
Alexis, here I am. I'm here.
When you do anything with Tugboat,
sure.
Do you talk to him or are you silent?
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constant conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute fool of the neighborhood, having constant conversations and occasionally an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And as we just mentioned, the negotiation of what the treat cue is.
Right.
Me being like, oh, I see what you've done.
Yes.
I see what you've done. All right. Yeah. A lot of conversations.
A lot of conversations, right? And occasionally, sure, you're on a walk, you get a weird look because like, yes, mm-hmm. I am full just talking to my dog.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, guess what?
Uh-oh.
some researchers over at University of York in the United Kingdom. That's the place where they have the accents and you heard
sure.
them.
Gotcha.
they've investigated this to see if that dog speak, if it improves bonding between pets and humans. And guess what?
My fingers are crossed. My fingers are crossed. My toes are crossed. Come on, come on, okay. come on, big
are you
money.
Ready?
Come on, big money.
Are you ready? It does. Yeah. It definitely does.
Yes. Yes. We won.
And as we know, it is still like the tone that you say things in is still going to be more important than what you say. But
sure.
mostly, I'm going to kind of skip the science jargon a little bit. And basically, it's like the dogs just like that they're getting attention. They know yeah. that you're talking yeah. to them. And so yeah. they're happy. It's like, what does it say? Where is it? Where is it? Basically, when you're telling your dogs about the day and narrating the dog walk, they aren't really all that concerned with what you're saying, but they really enjoy the ritual and the attention. And yeah. so it's just about communication at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I'm being a little facetious mm-hmm. in this, but I definitely have noticed a difference when I am trying to listen for edits for work. Mm-hmm. So I've got like a podcast and my earbuds in and I am checked out. Yeah. I'm checked out and I'm like, oh, right. I'm walking the dog. There's a difference in his behavior.
Right?
They're really in, like, they know when you're paying attention to him. It's just the best.
Yeah.
Good job, dogs.
Good job,
yet
dogs.
Again.
Good job, scientists.
All around. A+.
A+.
Well, Alexis, we did it.
Wow. Just like that, huh?
Now, a devastating development.
Oh.
I can no longer see your dogs in the background.
Oh, no.
Where are they still there?
Oh, yeah.
Where did they go?
Just on the other side of the bed. You can't see them anymore.
Bring them out. Call them.
Crumb.
Get a band here.
Cricket. Oh, I yep. see. Cricket is on the bed now.
Go on, do it.
He wanted to get comfy, oh, okay. which is fair.
Okay. I respect it. Yep. I respect it. Tugboat, yep. on the other hand, a myriad of positions.
Has gotten cuter,
this.
I think, as this has progressed. So.
I love it. Yep. You know what else I love, Alexis? Mm. You.
Oh, I love you
Our
too.
Listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Our moderators.
Uh-huh.
Dogs of all shapes and sizes.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah, wow. yeah. So much so that I'd be willing to do this podcast again next week.
I'd like to try it.
Okay, you want to give it a go?
Good old college
try. Probably end this one, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.